Welcome to Visible by Numbers with your host, Allison Bachman.
Hi, coming in a little late here, a little technical difficulties, but I'm here. And welcome to Visible by Numbers being broadcast on beautiful BBS Radio, the number one radio station on the internet. This is your host, Allison, and I'm happy that you decided to join me this evening. And it's just you and me, guys. No guests, no diversions, and we're going to be talking some numerology and doing some readings for our listening audience. So write down these numbers, and you can call into the show. The lines are open all night long. The numbers are calling toll-free from USA, 877-876-5227. You can call toll-free from Canada at 888-815-9756. And if you live in the California area, you can call the station direct at 530-876-3222. And remember, if you're calling into the show, speak up to me. Turn down those speakers. You know, just speak up to me so I can hear you, and that would be really wonderful. Okay, so the lines are open. Now, I got a couple things to go over. Number one, a newsletter. Hey, everyone. If you'd like to sign up for the Visible by Numbers newsletter, it's absolutely free, and you can't beat that price. And there's a reason why you want to sign up for it, because I put into it every month, at the beginning of the month, your personal monthly numerology forecast. And those really help you to prepare for the month ahead. And so it's kind of like getting it delivered to your email box, which is very cool. And I also include some great information about numerology, some websites, book information, and a lot more. I also let you know who the upcoming guests are on Visible by Numbers. So if you'd like to sign up for that newsletter, email me at visiblebynumbers@yahoo.com and just put subscribe in the subject line, and I'd be happy to sign you up for it. You also can visit my website, which is www.visiblebynumbers.com, and in the monthly forecast, we have a new page up there, and I actually had my webmistress build that and put that information up on the website. So if you're not that interested in the newsletter, but you'd like to take a look at those forecasts, just go to the website. It's visiblebynumbers, visiblebynumbers.com. All right, cool. And also, hey, if you haven't checked out the new website, that's gethisnumber.com. And it's a really fun website about love, relationships. And if you've, you know, if you've got the date of birth of somebody you've met, you can put it in the calculator there, and it'll tell you what the life path number is, and then you can just click on the appropriate page and get some information on him. So check it out, gethisnumber.com. It's a really fun website geared for the ladies. Yes, I know, guys. I wasn't ignoring you. That's coming, gethernumber.com, but for now we just have gethisnumber.com up, so check it out. All right, let's see. What do we want to talk about? Let's talk about destiny for a minute here. You know, there's a divine plan and purpose to our lives. Oh, wait a minute. I think I heard a beep. So before I go into this dissertation, I'm just going to take this caller first. Who's calling, please?
Marilyn Berry.
Hi, Marilyn. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Very well. What can I do for you?
Oh, rough times, wondering what's going on for my Sean. Birth date 4/21/92.
Okay, 4/21/1992, you said?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Now, let me just check here. Okay. And he's in an 8 year, going into a 9. Okay. Well, you know, the one thing I want to say about him is just looking at the date of birth isn't giving me, like, 100% of the information. Certainly having the full name gives that to me. But, you know, he's in the 7 pinnacle early on in life, okay? This is the first pinnacle that he's in. until he reaches the age of 35. And on so many levels, this makes him feel as though he is like the square peg being fit into the round hole. He may not feel as though he belongs. He may feel different from other people. His experiences and the way he's seeing life may feel different. And so this can set him apart or almost make him just feel as though he doesn't fit in. And I have to tell you that although he's got a lot of charm, he really has a lot of loner energy where he's independent, where he doesn't really, the independence aspect of him or the oneness of him in his life path number, you know, he may not always listen to other people. He may not take on, go out to others and seek advice or follow advice, which sometimes can make it very difficult, especially for a young person. I really wish that I had the full information. But I will tell you that in October for him, specifically this month, I'm sure that September was a rough month for him, as it was for us all. But as he moves in and through October, he is wanting to let go of things or complete things or finish things. And if this is being applied to his job, he may, or where he's working or what he's doing or school, he may feel the desire, the need to want to quit and end it. If it comes to relationships, that as well. He may even, his own personal habits or things about himself, he may be at the point of like, this has got to go, I need to make some changes. And the month of October certainly is going to make him disconnect from his family or disconnect from his loved ones. People may not always understand what it is that he's doing, but he's working through this energy that's wanting him to let go of things that are not making him happy. Now, what do you have something specifically that's going on with him?
He's 16. His grades are diving once again, possibly getting into a little bit of bad stuff. Just doesn't seem to care about anything in the smallest, most mundane way.
Right.
Like, heck with it all.
Right. Now, have I done a reading on him?
Yes.
A full
been,
one?
A year or two, yes.
Okay.
Now we're getting into some heavy water, so I thought I'd check in.
Yeah. Well, you know, what you can do is, because we don't really want to throw his name up there on air, and that's fine. And if you want to just send me an email and put his full name in there and his date of birth for me, what I would really like to do with him is get into his transits and his essences and see if we've got some duality going on there that can explain difficulties. I will tell you that his biggest problem in life, and this is an overall problem, it will be for life. It's something he has to work on, which is being in his own power, standing in his own power. And he has to learn to love himself. So he may have some self-esteem issues or confidence issues.
Yes.
And you really have to work with him on making him understand that he is capable of greatness, that he does have courage and strength, that he can do it. The lack of confidence in him can actually undermine his talents and abilities. He's really a great leader here. He really has tremendous ability to be innovative and creative and be a person of action. His birthday number doesn't help him out a lot when it comes to school because, you know, it's a 21, and what happens there is, you know, that's where you get a lot of easygoing energy. You know, it's taking the road that's the easiest route, you know what I mean? It's kind of being kicked back, laid back, and not really wanting to sweat the small stuff. It can also, when you take these first two numbers that he has, the one and technically a three birthday, this gets distracted very easily, gets bored very easily. This is the kind of energy that has a hard time focusing. So, you know, this is where he needs to apply, you know, at school or whatever he does. He needs to rein it in, and confidence can be part of his big issue. If this was my child from the get-go, I would be really working on the confidence with him and helping him to see that he needs to set the bar higher, that he's selling himself short, you know?
Yep. Yep.
Okay. So, Marilyn, what I would tell you is if you will please email me, and then I can go look up all this information, and I'll be happy to toss you an email tomorrow morning. And if I see something that is particularly concerning or some other information that I can give you something a little bit more specific, I'd be more than happy to do that, okay?
Great, thank you.
You're welcome, dear.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, all right. And that's the one nice thing about me. I often do that with my people that call in. You know, the one thing that we really can't do is had people throw their full name out on the radio, so we usually do the readings from date of birth. But if somebody's got a problem, hey, you know, I'm more than willing to take a little extra time tomorrow morning and look at the full information and give them some help. So what I was talking about before Marilyn called was destiny. You know, there is a divine plan and purpose to our lives. And destiny itself is such a huge word. And I think that the way that we perceive it is overly complex. And maybe even we misconstrue it a little bit. The word itself, destiny, implies something to which a person or thing is destined, or predetermined course of events which bring us to an inevitable end. Destiny implies something foreordained and often suggests a great or noble course. And so, you know, when we think about destiny, we think that this is some magnificent, wonderful thing that we're here to do. But the truth of the matter is that our souls plan our destiny in advance. But it's the human part of us that envisions only when you have achieved greatness have you achieved your destiny. And I got to tell you, you don't have to discover a cure to a disease or become another Mozart to achieve your destiny. Our souls have a totally different take on destiny itself. Sometimes the destination is as simple as experiencing true love in this lifetime, or discovering your compassion and wanting to help others, or maybe becoming aware of your strengths, such as the case of Marilyn's son, you know, discovering that you really have great strengths and great abilities. It really doesn't have to be complicated, nor does it have to achieve fame or fortune. Destiny doesn't mean I've got to be famous or I have to make $1 million. That is not what destiny is about. Our destiny is to discover our true identity and then live fully by it. We need to embrace it. We need to love it. We need to be it. And from doing so, be in communion with our soul. And another word for communion is in communication with our soul. And once we're in communion with our soul, great things are possible. But our most important destiny is self-discovery and becoming aware of who we are. The journey of self-discovery is a mixture of good and bad experiences throughout our lifetimes. And really, we need to come to the realization that both good and bad experiences teach us. And they change our perception from we change who we are and our perception of things from our experiences. And sometimes our greatest achievements can be found in life's difficulties and failures. And our greatest achievements can be measured by the wisdom that we gained from those experiences. I think that we tend to judge ourselves very harshly for what, in all honesty, are true triumphs of our soul. The courage of our souls in taking on such an experience to grow in order to grow in spirit. You know, it goes unnoticed by us, but it really is a great and noble course. You know, these experiences that teach us, that raises our consciousness, that gives us wisdom. And these experiences are found in the little things in life. So, you know, when we think in terms of destiny, we are, as humans, I think we overblow it. We blow it out of proportion. And some of the greatest things that we do in life are the things that we don't even recognize, that we don't acknowledge, you know. And these are small triumphs. Every single day, you know, whether we learn about the spiritual from the loss of a loved one, whether we have an accident and we triumph over, you know, the human body with strength and we recover, whether we lose love in our lives, you know, through broken relationships, but we learn what our strengths are and we move on and we grow from those things. There's so many things in life that teach, and these are the true triumphs, and these really are part of your destiny. I just wanted to share that with you. Now, I do think that one of the best ways to understand who you are, you know, in order to fulfill your destiny, you really got to understand who you are. And this is where numerology comes in, because it's really brilliant at sharing that information with you. Now, some of you listening may not be all that familiar with numerology. So, you know, I can give you a brief explanation here. You know, it's an ancient divination tool, and it's founded upon the teachings of Pythagoras. And he lived in 560 A.D., and it has roots to ancient cultures like Rome, Egypt, Greece, China. It even has ties to the Hebrew Kabbalah. Numerology uses ancient knowledge about the spiritual qualities of numbers. Now, we think of numbers, we're thinking about adding and subtracting them, but actually numbers themselves have energy, and there's a spiritual quality to that number. And using the date, your date of birth and your birth name, numbers are calculated, and the end result is your personal numerology chart. And frankly, you know, this is, speaks volumes about you. If ever there was an instruction booklet to your life, numerology would be that manual. And it can be used as a method of understanding your deeper nature, your talents and your life goals, your personality traits, your likes and dislikes, as well as your opportunities in life and certainly your challenges. It offers insight as where you're headed in life and what your potential destiny might eventually be. And that all can be found in a numerology reading. Now, a lot of times people ask me, you know, Allison, you know, how is it that you became a numerologist? And, you know, it's a long story, but really this in itself was founded in my childhood. I was I guess you could say, I don't know if it was brainiac, but I was a pretty an avid reader as a child, and I loved to read biographies. And, you know, I would read the biographies of George Washington Carver and Madame Curie and various other scientists and philosophers and things like that. And when I was reading these books, I was fascinated because, you know, it always told of where they were born and who their parents were and what their childhoods were like. And it was fascinating to me to see the progression in their lives so that eventually they got to a place and a time where they put their talents and abilities to use and they did something really wonderful with their lives. And because of this passion for biographies, you know, I used to go to the library daily sometimes in the summer when I was out of school. And I would just, you know, check out one biography after another. Well, finally one day, I actually found the book Romance in Your Name by Juno Jordan. And that was the book that I checked out. And this book, which was teaching about numerology, which was written by one of the greatest numerologists that walked the earth, was teaching me how somebody got from birth, let's call it point A, to move through their lives, through their experiences, and eventually become who they were meant to be. I mean, this was explaining how we live our lives and what are the forces behind who we are as a person and behind our opportunities in life. And this book about numerology fascinated me. And even as a young child, and we're talking 9 or 10 years old, you know, I can remember going upstairs and driving my mother a little bit crazy and saying, you know, give me my brothers and sisters' names and date of birth. And then I would go upstairs, you know, with my pencil and my pad of paper, and I would try to figure out my brothers and sisters. And, you know, I learned, you know, a lot from that one summer with that one book. Now, you know, I'd like to tell you that I became a child prodigy, you know, became a numerologist. But, you know, that really wasn't the case. You know, life has a tendency to take over. Now, I was always fascinated with numerology. I always read books about numerology. But I never really, you know, thought of being a numerologist. That was just a learning experience for me. And it wasn't until about 8 years ago, you know, I had been doing readings for people all my life, but 8 years ago, you know, my life circumstances changed in a big way. And, you know, I was given the opportunity to actually begin to do professional numerology readings for people. And the rest is really kind of history. And it just amazes me, you know, even with my own numbers, and with my own experiences and knowing what my own numerology chart says, you know, to see this natural progression through life, to be here with you people at this time, doing what I love and what I have a passion for, which is numerology, and helping others to understand their lives. And really that is in perfect alignment with my own personal numbers. So that's really how I got here. So I thought I'd share that with you for a moment. Now, I want to remind you all that the lines are open, and I am doing numerology readings for anyone that wants to call into the show, don't be shy. Call in and give me your date of birth, and I'll see what I can see. And I'll remind you of what the numbers are. You can call toll-free, USA, 877-876-5227. You can call toll-free from Canada, 888-815-9756. And you can also call the station direct at 530-876-3222. And, you know, you may be studying numerology, and you may have some questions about numerology. And I'd be happy to answer them to the best of my ability as well. I know that when I was studying numerology, I was very frustrated by reading the books. You know, there's many, many authors, wonderful numerologists out there, but it was, you know, it was somewhat frustrating because there can be things that one author says one thing, another author says another. There are things that you really desire and want to know, but you don't really find it in a book. I think that a lot of numerology books really don't get into interpretation as much as they should. Perhaps interpretation is a natural gift, something you use your psychic ability and your intuitiveness with. I don't know, but certainly there wasn't enough written to suit me when I was studying this. And, you know, and anyone out there that is considering, you know, is fascinated with the numbers or has an interest in numerology, I will tell you that if you study it and you begin to do it for people, you know, your own psychic ability, your own intuitiveness will increase tenfold. And you will find that you're going to apply a lot of your natural-born talents and abilities to this particular divination tool. And you're going to find that you're going to grow, I mean, spiritually on so many levels. Because numerology validates just about every spiritual philosophy that's out there. You know, I've read besides the numerology books, I've read many books, Neil Walsh's books, and I found that what I know from doing all the numerology all this time, that what he says is so true. You know, The Four Agreements, another book that is very deeply reflected in what I know from doing this numerology for people for so long. But I'm going to drop that for a little minute because I know I heard a beep. So I want to check out who's calling, please.
Hi, my name is Mary Ann.
Hi, Marianne. How are you?
I am good. How about you?
I'm doing well. Do you want to give me your date of birth?
Sure. First, I want to thank you for your website and the October numerology thing. That was really interesting. Thanks for having that up there.
You're welcome.
Okay. My date of birth is 2/11/1954.
Okay.
And even though my first name is Mary, as a teenager, I just had this leading that I liked the A-N-N-E
mm-hmm.
with it. So I've always, since then, asked everybody to call me Mary Ann.
Mm-hmm. So they called you Mary, but you wanted to use... Okay.
Yeah.
A-N-N-E.
So, I mean, if the name that I was given was both at birth, but the family only called me by my first name, would you go through with both names?
Well, I'm not sure if I heard your entire question, but it's your personal choice to use Mary Ann, right, as
Correct.
Opposed to just being called Mary, right?
Correct, yeah.
All right, and when we look at Mary, it's a 3 vibration.
Okay.
And 3 really is an artistic expression, or it's having a gift with words.
Okay.
It can be, you know, someone who... sees things in pictures, someone who's very visual. And it also is kind of like the happy joy energy. It's optimistic and it sees the glass half full. It can tend to be a proverbial cheerleader for people. It's a wonderful energy, the 3.
You got it pegged.
Okay. Now, when you move and you add in the Mary Ann, as you prefer, what you're saying there on some level is you want to stand up for yourself. Or step into your power, because you have a very powerful 1 energy with the vibration of Mary Ann. So you're kind of sending out notice, hi, I am standing in my power here. I'm very strong, capable of leading. I'm very fearless and courageous. You're tapping into that energy by using Mary Ann. And only you know why you would choose to do that. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm. Well, I had a baby book that had the meanings of the names.
Sure.
And Mary meant, like, sorrowful, but Anne was light and happy, and I'm there. I choose that.
I want light nappy, yeah. Yeah, well, you know, with you, you know, you're a five life path, and you've got some karma from a previous life, right?
Mm-hmm.
Have I done reading for you, Marianne?
No, you haven't.
Okay, well,
let's
talk here, and let me share some things with you here, then.
Okay.
I want to tell you first off that you're an old soul, okay? So this is identified by the way certain numbers are in a numerology chart.
Mm-hmm.
And yours is giving an indication of old soul energy. Your life path number, which is derived from your date of birth, is telling me that you came in with some karma from a past life. Now, please understand, people think, karma, I'm being punished. No, I don't believe that for a second. I really believe that when you were in spirit and you were reviewing your life prior to this one, you may have seen where you could have done something better or where perhaps you didn't like the way you chose things in that lifetime. And so you yourself consciously chose to work through that lesson in this lifetime. You kind of wrote it in stone. So you couldn't wiggle your way out of it, okay? So that's what karma is. Karma has to be paid in this lifetime. It's written in stone into your chart. But you chose it because, you know, on some level, this is what your soul sought.
Now, yeah, I suspected that.
Okay.
I could do it better this time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you're trying to do it better. Now, what it is it's the 14. The 14 is a karmic number. And so what that's saying is in a past life, you may have abused freedom, okay? Mm-hmm. And so what you may have done is perhaps not committed to any responsibilities, perhaps just wanted your freedom. And at the cost of your freedom, you may have actually caused harm to another, or you may have taken away somebody else's freedom. You also may have been working on issues with moderation and temperance in a past lifetime. You may actually have abused your freedom and maybe had an addiction problem, or perhaps had a problem sexually, physically, food, something.
Mm-hmm.
So as you come into this lifetime, you definitely are working through this karma. Now, sometimes a person having a 14-5 karma, what will happen is they actually lose their freedom. And they have to, they're not free to come and go as they please. They're not free to do what they want to do. There could be a time in their life where there's tremendous restrictions around them.
Hence the issues with controlling men?
If you've had controlling men in your life, my dear, that's your karma, because you don't have freedom because you have to live by what they say.
Yeah.
So this is teaching you to value freedom when you finally do get it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because living under that, not being able to come and go as you please, say what you want to say, do what you want to do, when you finally do get to a place of freedom, you celebrate that freedom because now you know what it's like not to have any freedom, okay?
Uh-huh.
So this is part of the lessons, you know, with the karma. The other thing here for you, sometimes the people with 14-5, sometimes it's really interesting. Sometimes people can be so afraid of drinking and drugs. They can even be afraid of their own sensuality. They can actually censor themselves in all of those areas, be absolutely afraid of things. And the other end of the spectrum, sometimes with 14-5 karma, they can actually experience the addictions, experience, you know, being a little promiscuous, or experience, you know, other things. It's all because part of what the lesson here is also learning to discipline yourself without going overboard or off the deep end on things, okay?
I'll be darned. Uh-huh.
Okay. So you have this karma, right, you've got this karma going on, and at some point in your life, you will fulfill the karma and move on. And what the five is really talking about, my dear, is you really are a free spirit. You're very unconventional. You're like a little bohemian deep down inside.
Oh, yeah.
And you really have a gift with communication and words.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, oftentimes this is the somebody who's a writer or somebody who communicates, but you... also, travel and adventure is part of your energy, and being very curious and trying to learn a lot of things. You know, we're talking seeking knowledge, you know. You got to be careful because you might be good at just about everything, and you might also be, you know, like to learn about a lot of different subjects. But you have to be careful about being a jack of all trades, master of none, meaning you learn just enough to be dangerous, but not really to be an expert at it. Do you understand that?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Absolutely. But now, the only thing that I've connected that I just keep coming back to again and again is because of that gift of words and the seeking knowledge, I've always been drawn to teach. I mean, when I was going to go to college, that was to be a teacher. When I was raising my children, it was like I was their one-on-one teacher. I've always been drawn to teach. Do you see that connected in there?
What I see is that there, when we move on, yes, well, certainly, let me just put it to you this way. Fives, historically, they like to have a job that brings them different, unusual circumstances or something that's not boring, and certainly teaching would be not boring because it'd be different every day. I really believe that the desire to teach may possibly come in with your full name and with that number, okay?
Oh, okay.
So what I would, you know, looking at a full, you know, the full name, that would be very helpful to see where that energy is.
Okay.
Usually fives are good at everything they try. So you would be a good teacher. Usually with fives, they could be a good, anything from a good brain surgeon to a rock star. They could be hands-on healers, massage therapists. They're usually very good with the physical body, great communicators. So, but the six, I would imagine, which is what you're talking about, teacher energy, probably comes in other places of your chart. Now, I want to talk to you about your birthday number.
Okay.
And you do have, you are a messenger of some sort. I don't know if you've ever felt like you've had this connection to the spiritual realm, that you receive information, but the psychic and the paranormal is definitely part of this vibration for your birthday. You come in hooked up to the other side.
Holy moly.
And you receive information from above, okay? So you, it's kind of like some of us, we meditate. Some of us, we have to be in the right place at the right time. But you, you're hooked up 24/7 to the above.
Holy
so the paranormal experiences, the thing that happened to you, and I'm sure they have, is because of this 11. So you are a messenger from above. You came on some level, you know, to work that energy, to stay in communication from above, to be directed and inspired from above. They talk to you. They give you inspiration and insight. Now, you have had weird experiences. Would that be safe to say?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Could you? Go ahead.
I mean, just from premonitions that something comes true, or dreams that it's deja vu, or just feelings. And when I go and follow that feeling, everything falls in place. And I know there's no coincidences. But I always thought that was because my grandmother was sensitive and that she had feelings too. But I've never developed it. Do you think it could be like a medium or something, or just...
Well, I really believe that I have used mediumship, you know, having... You definitely are empathic, so you really are very clearly clairsentient. You need to follow your gut feelings and your instincts, okay? So that's very strong in you. Now, as far as the rest goes, you know, I believe that you would be good with communication with the other side, frankly. Have you had experiences with that?
Just in dreams.
Oh, they come to you in your dreams.
Where
sure.
I've had visitations. But it's
well, you would be the kind of person that I wouldn't hesitate to say that you might very much enjoy a class on psychic development or mediumship. You definitely do have ability, okay?
Well, I've been trained in Reiki and Reiki intuition. And when I'm doing Reiki on people, then I do get, like, hints about what their health issues might be.
Okay, you pay attention to that. Remember when I said earlier in the when I was talking to you and I said, I have seen a lot of fives that are hands-on healers and they're very good with the physical body?
Uh-huh.
That's exactly what I'm talking about, okay?
Okay.
So, yes, pay attention. You may actually be a medical intuitive or have a tendency to be able to do that very well, okay? And I'm very happy to hear that you you have, you know, do Reiki because this is right up your ballpark, okay?
Excellent.
Okay. And so I would not hesitate to do some development on that. I do feel that in your latter years, you may be a more visual. I don't know, because in your latter years, the dreams, the seeing things may come in stronger because you're moving into some energy that really makes it very visual for you to be able to see things. So I would pay attention to shadows and things out of the corner of your eyes.
Ooh,
or
I'm
even
getting chills.
You see, you get them too?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I would pay attention, honey, because you definitely are in this energy right now, and it's very strong. So, you know, take some classes or even pursue it where you, when you get those feelings, you know, you may even sense when there's energy in the room, And you may want to send out a question. Who are you? You know, what are you? And send, start the community, start, open the door, start the conversation, and you may be surprised, okay?
That's awesome.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, making sense. Good. That's my job. Now, the one thing I want to tell you, sweetie, is you've got to believe in yourself. Your biggest challenge in life has been you're not standing in your power, your confidence issues. You know, you've got to set the bar higher for yourself. You're capable of great accomplishment. You're capable of doing great things. You are a natural-born, strong leader, okay? You just got to believe in yourself. You've got to give yourself more self-worth. You got to start loving you a little bit more. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, and I mean, that's where your October reading for me, being a five, was saying about working on relationships right now, and that is where I stood my ground and I said, you know what, this has to change radically. And but then now it's like you said, October was going to be like the precursor for all of next year.
Sure.
So I'm keeping my fingers crossed and believing it and waiting for a miracle. I firmly believe that it's capable of being. So,
right.
That would be a good thing, to trust myself and my instincts.
Sure. Trust your instincts and start believing in yourself, please.
Yes.
Love yourself. You're important. You are no good to anyone if you don't take care of you first.
Yes,
And you have to, what you need in life, you've given a lot of yourself to others throughout life, but it's time for you to really be a little bit selfish and a little bit more demanding and give a little self-love to you and take care of you. Step into your power is what I'm saying here.
Yes.
I do believe that come next year, dear, if this relationship will last, if it's meant to last, it will.
Yes.
But you will be testing the waters of this relationship next year. It is a make or break year for you, okay? So you really want to keep the communication open. And communication is a two-way street. Somebody's got to be listening, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So make sure that someone's listening to you.
Yeah.
And it is a make or break year for you next year with your relationship. You're going to be working on it, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
And really, 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 I can't stress to you how much to pay attention to your gut instincts, okay? How you feel. You are clearly, you may want to look up after the show, go to a Google search and look up the word empath.
Okay.
And just put it in a Google search, see what comes up on the website. And based on what you're drawn to, go to the website. And I'm not asking you to believe anything that doesn't sound right to you.
Mm-hmm.
You will know the truth when you see it, but I think it'll illuminate a little bit of what you do. Where your clairsentience is so strong. You're very empathic, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, dear.
Absolutely. Thank
you so much.
So I hope
this was helpful.
Oh, it was wonderfully helpful. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, Marianne. Thanks for calling in. All right,
bye-bye. Bye.
All right. Okay, and Allison does readings, and then Allison forgets that Allison's on the radio and that she has to talk. Hello. All right, so... as I said, you know, the lines are open. You're welcome to call in. I'd be happy to do a reading for you, just like I did for Marilyn and just like I did for Marianne. Reminding you of the numbers, USA, call 877-876-5227. Call toll-free from Canada, 888-815-9756. And you can call the station direct at 530-876-3222. And if you miss those numbers, just go to www.bbsradio.com, and those numbers are right on the front page, and so you can find them again and call in and be happy to do readings. Now, a lot of people ask me, you know, well, what can I get from a reading? What does it have to offer? Well, you've seen a little piece of what numerology has to offer. All I'm reading from is from their date of birth, the people that call in. When we actually bring into the reading the name at birth, that opens up this huge information, so much more information than just the date of birth. And there's literally, you know, when I do a full reading for someone, I literally start and I don't stop talking for an hour. That's how much information can be found in a numerology chart. So it's a very profound thing to have a numerology reading, because it really helps to validate who you are as a person. And someone like Marianne that's trying to figure out, you know, where to go in life, or you know, this information that you get from a numerology chart just helps to solidify what you've been thinking, so it can be very insightful. And I heard another beep, so I'm going to shut up for a minute, and I'm going to ask who's calling.
Hi, Allison. This is JoJo.
Hi, JoJo. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Very well. Did you have a question, or do you want me to do a reading for you?
I guess kind of both.
Give me your date of birth.
It's 7/18/1975.
1975. Okay.
And I called in, I don't know, like a month or two ago, and you nailed me, which is good. But I'm wondering, do you also do more like near future stuff? Like, okay, here's your numbers, but then here's how it fits in with the months to come, what society's doing?
Sure.
Okay.
Okay, what I can tell you if I'm, let's see, you are, how old are you right now, JoJo?
33.
Okay, 33. All right. So I'm just kind of putting some things together here. What I want to tell you is I still feel for you that October really is giving you a little bit of an indication of what's coming for you next year. You may on some level be looking at your life and like, I'm sick of something or I want to end this. You know, this could be your job. It could be your relationship. It could be where you live. It could be just personal stuff. On your part. But I'm telling you where you're going as you move into 2009 is you're at the end of a 9-year cycle, okay? And you will be literally sorting through your life and you will be wanting to make some changes and letting go of things and also completions. You know, there may be things that over the last 9 years, something you didn't finish, something you didn't get to. It could even be a relationship that you didn't finish. It'll pop up in your 9-year. It's a year that you completions and endings. But also at the same time, you have to let go of things that are no longer making you happy. You've been working, it's almost like you've had this goal. You've been working at it for 9 years. In the 8th year that you're in right now, you're at the top of the heap. You're at the top of this pinnacle. Now, are you happy with what you've done? Has it brought you the happiness you thought it was going to bring you? In the 9-year, you're going to be working through that. Is this truly what makes me happy? You're going to keep in your life the things that truly make you happy, but you're going to be really willing to let go. And I have to say that the universe is going to help to pry your hands away from the things that are not serving your greatest and highest good, which means, let's say, for instance, and I'm not saying specifically with you, but I'm just saying, let's say, for instance, somebody has a relationship that is not, it could be a friendship that's really been a trying friendship. In the 9-year, that person may actually create more problems in the relationship, which will force you to end the relationship. It could be even the job. Working in the job, you know, it's been a tough job and it's had its trials and tribulations. But in the 9-year, things just get worse and you finally have had it. It almost like it forces your hand to let go of something that isn't serving your greatest and highest good. So this is really what you're going to be working through next year because, truthfully, in 2010, you have a brand new 9-year cycle starting, and you're going to be getting something brand new in your life. It could be a radical change even, okay?
Sure.
And so you want to honor the energy of the 9 by sorting through things. You may actually go through your closets and get rid of clothes, or there may be objects that you own that you're just going to get rid of, and you're just cleaning out. And on some level, in the 9-year, you feel as though you're preparing, because it's almost like you have to make the room for the new stuff to come in. And so you're going to prepare for this new thing you're going to start in 2010. But in order to get there first, you've got to go through the process of letting go. It can be a very emotional year. But also, it's a wonderful year for spiritual development, spiritual growth. If you do anything along the lines of the spiritual, it can be a stellar year for helping and being of service to others, a stellar year, you know, and anything having to do with work along those lines. Also, artistic things as well, stellar year for that as well. International contacts coming in the 9 years, possibly international travel, or at least working with people from other countries. All of that's coming in, okay, for you. Now, you don't want to start anything right now, okay? You may feel the need that you want to start something in November, and it's okay to bring a new project on board in November, but not anything that's going to tie you down for years. Do you understand?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, you wanted something short-term, because I tell you, when you hit that 9 year, all bets are off. What you've been doing for the past 9 years, you're going to be letting go of a whole bunch of stuff. And you don't want to be in a contract to have to stick around with something that you really want to let go of. And I will say that, and also the other thing with relationships or starting things, please do not start anything once you hit 2009, especially, I would say, after February. I would really encourage you to just stay the status quo. Don't try to begin anything new, at least until you get way more closer to 2010. Because usually what you begin in a 9 year doesn't really pan out, okay? It's better to end things, not to begin things in your 9 years. So just remember that, okay? If I look down your months upcoming, I could see where you will feel motivated, or you may, you know, something new in November could be something as simple as a new exercise program, or maybe a new relationship. January, again, I could see where you might be bringing something, a new opportunity may come to you, both in November and January. I would say a very pivotal month for you is May. I would expect the unexpected in May. That's a big month for you for changes. So you may feel, it may not be of your own doing. Things will just suddenly change in your life, giving you some new experiences or swapping things out, so to speak. I do believe that September of next year is going to be one of those emotional times, because the 9 years is a tough year.
Yeah.
You're working through a whole bunch of stuff. And September usually feels the energy doubly. But come October of next year, I think you're going to be on top of the world, because you're really going to see the new goal, the new thing that you're trying to achieve, and you're going to feel energized about that and really excited about it. Have you been thinking that you want to make some changes?
The things he's been saying, I'm kind of already doing them. I ended a relationship this past week. I'm looking forward to a new project out of state with a friend of mine that we've been talking about for months. It's like, now is the time. It's like, I know it can be little things, but the way I tend to do big things. So, like I said, I let this relationship go, as painful as that was in ways, because I know I have bigger things to do, and I'm not putting that person down. I'm just saying, like, in my life, I have bigger things to do. I can't have my time tied up like that.
Sure.
The project that's out of state, I mean, that's big. It's all spiritually connected, too, because, I mean, there's nothing that I can do that isn't spiritual. And it's all
right, yes, because of your energy. You're absolutely sure. I didn't go into your energy, but we talked about that before.
Yeah.
I really do strongly, you know, when I see a chart like yours, I want to jump up and down for joy, okay?
Okay.
Because I'm a member of humanity, okay? So I know you're here on my behalf, okay? And what you're here to do benefits me on many levels. And you really have got some tremendous force. And we're talking energy that creates your experiences.
Okay.
That's sitting in your chart. And I'm serious. You may feel like you're treading water up until the age of 43. Okay? You may feel as though I'm working really hard. But I tell you, all this time that you're spending is going to pay off for you. Because what you got upcoming is you've got these tremendous energies that come in that wants to put you in the spotlight. It wants to put you in front of people. It wants you to go international. You have the numbers that sit here where you're building something tangible and real that benefits humanity. You can build a dream. You have the 22 and the 11 energy going for you. So what it is it's the inspiration from above. It's the vision. It's the passion. It's the you trying to share your truth with the world. But you also have this energy that comes in that's grounded and practical, that helps you to ground that energy and build something of great importance. And this is something that'll last long after you've left the planet. And this is really the energy that's waiting for you in the near future.
Well, and I understand that. I guess to me it's like you said, that treading water feeling. You know, in the time of things, I feel like that, you know, time is of the essence, almost like, you know, sometimes I feel like I've missed the boat, because, you know, 2012 is in 4 years. So when you're talking about being 43 in 10 years, it's like, okay, that's 6 years after this, whatever. And I know there's possibilities, but to me, it's like there's so much to do before 2012. Am I going to be, you know, allowed to do that?
And I believe that you're going to be allowed to do that. You have to work very hard at it.
Okay.
For you, it's effort versus reward during this time. It's not like anything will be thrown, given to you, lucky breaks, but it's just like you put in the effort, there's going to be the reward there for you. This time is really teaching you to discipline and focus yourself. And I really believe, I know 2012 is coming, and I understand it completely and totally what you're talking about, but there's a beyond, you know, there's a beyond. And a lot of some of your greatest work, it will be beyond that.
Okay.
I just feel at this time, you may feel like frustrated, and you may feel like I gotta hurry.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, you have to do things methodically, and this is what this energy wants. You've not made any mistakes, not at all. There's no mistakes. You've done exactly what you're supposed to be doing, and so don't ever look back and say I woulda, coulda, shoulda. Okay?
Yeah.
You have been in perfect alignment with your energy at all times. It's just right now, it's wanting you to have the rewards, but it's saying in order to get the rewards, you have to work harder than the average guy. Okay?
Okay. Well, because it's a responsibility, right?
It's a big responsibility.
And with that, it's like, so I guess what's the best thing I could do to generate the most amount of money right now? Because that, to me, is what, you know, it's interesting in this economy, but really it's like with that, you know, financial freedom, it's like more things can be done. Things can be set up. Travel can be made. Connections can be made a lot faster.
Right.
So
well, how more money? Not fully understanding what exactly that you do. I really believe that just because it's a four doesn't mean that the money isn't there. It just means you have to work for it. I mean, you are the kind of person that's magnetic. You appeal. You're like a citizen of the world. I want you to understand that. You must not limit yourself specifically to this country.
Yeah.
But you also are magnetic. You have an electricity about you. You've got something, you know, you're the kind of person that people, there's something about him, you know? And you need to just use that to your advantage. You need to use that to your advantage. And whether it's networking, whether it's putting your ideas out there, projecting, you know, that's, you know, and getting the contacts, you know, powerful and influential people to help you along the way, things along those lines. And also the manifestation thing, I'm sorry, but, you know, they know what you want. They know why you're here. They know that time is of the essence.
Mm-hmm.
You need to, like, money flows frequently to me. You need to put all that manifestation stuff to work. Truly, it does work no matter what your pinnacles are saying. It does work. It does work to just, money is you want to envision having more money than you need.
Okay.
And you don't want to be stingy with your money. You may have a tendency to be frugal. I don't dare spend that $20 because I might need it for something. You need to think the opposite. You need to spend that $20 freely, because if you're hoarding it thinking there's limitation, you actually create more limitation. So what you really got to do is kind of give it away. Do you understand?
Spend it all, huh?
Huh?
Spend it all.
Well, you know, it works. I laugh sometimes. One specific instance recently is I was at a rally for against the puppy mills that are here in the area where I live, and the inhumane treatment of animals, and they were trying to raise money. And they had many raffles and different bake sales and things, and so the woman said to me, well, we're raffling off tickets. We have tickets here. And I said, well, how much are they? And she goes, they're $1 piece. And I opened up my wallet, and I gave her 20. I thought they had 20 of them, you know. And then I walked over to the bake sale, and there was a couple of young ladies, and they were selling things. And I said, well, I don't really want any baked goods. I said, but I'd like to give you some money. I said, you could just give away cupcakes to people for all I care. And I gave them my next 20 that I had. And basically, I took every nickel that I had in my purse, and I gave it to certain people at this particular thing. And I went home broke, right? Well, I'm telling you, I went home, I opened up my mailbox, and I was that money that I had just spent was replaced 3 times.
Okay?
So it always amazes me how that works. And people have a tendency to hoard it when they actually need to be, like, throwing it away and giving it away. Because if you think that you've got to save it, you actually create more limitation. So that's one way to manifest. So work on that. Get a book. Hey, I'm sure you've read the books. I don't even need to tell you. But
yeah, that might be part of that. I've read 50 books, and, you know, at that point, it's a little confusing.
It is confusing, but the whole thing of it is
is to understand that you're respectful of your money, certainly, but you also got to understand that if you hoard it or you worry about it, you're actually creating more of that.
Yeah.
And so you just, I think one of the better, I don't know if you read Esther and Jerry Hicks' books.
Yeah, I've seen them, yeah.
Yeah. I think that they explained it really well, and somehow a light bulb went off in my head, and then I realized, oh, man, you know, I don't worry about giving it away. I give it away freely. I'm very generous. You know, if I see a cause or something that you know, I don't worry about because I know that it'll be replaced. There's a never-ending supply. So there you go.
Well, thank you.
All right, honey. Well, good luck.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for calling in, JoJo.
Yeah, have a great night.
All right, you too.
Bye.
Well, time does fly when you're having fun, and I really appreciate Marilyn and Marianne and JoJo for calling into the show, and all of you that are listening out there. Unfortunately, I'm out of time, so I've got to go. So I'll be back again next week, and in the meantime, I wish you peace, love, and abundant blessings. Thanks, everybody. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Thank you for joining us this evening. For more information, or if you wish to contact Allison for a reading, please visit www.visiblebynumbers.com or email Allison at alynch@ptd.net. Have a wonderful evening and be well.